First of all, for the whole NFL, I think it's important and meaningful. He's one of the best players to ever play the game, and to have him on the field playing, being as valuable as he always has been, it's huge. For the Broncos, it's really a different situation than it's been since Peyton got there. It's going to be a little bit of a new offense. He's going to have a learning curve. It's obviously a new coach, and his guy Adam Gase is no longer there. And what's it actually going to look like? I mean, that's what's fascinating is this might be the first time in Peyton's career where it's not going to be entirely his offense, which I think is okay.
Look, Peyton Manning's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. So anytime you can have somebody like that on your team, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the age, you got to have it. I mean, look at the quarterback play in the NFL. People say it's diminished. Well, Peyton Manning's still one of the top two or three best quarterbacks in the NFL. And now that he's got Gary Kubiak coming to be his head coach, he's going to have a running game that's going to set up an awful lot of the passing game because, of course, Gary, that's what he does. So I think the relationship that he's going to have with Gary Kubiak, being a former quarterback as well, is just really going to be symbiotic. I think the offense is going to be fantastic.
After that last game, it felt like he might actually walk away, but then you realize that this is Peyton Manning, and once he gets far enough removed from that loss and he sees how he understands how it would feel if he had to walk away with that being his final game, there's no chance it's going to happen. I mean, I'm 34, and I limp around the house because I'm carrying my kid. I mean, Peyton Manning's playing professional football and getting beat up, and he's much older than I am. So I think once he got far enough away mentally and physically, he figured out he could come back. He can come back for another year. He wants to be back there. He wants to play with the Broncos. And Elway's got that pull because he got to go out on top. And so I think Peyton understands that.
We've all seen Peyton a lot, and we all saw last year that as good as the team was, obviously it didn't get to where they wanted to go. So do these new additions, is that what takes them over the hump for the last time in Peyton's career? That's what I can't wait to see.